Today, we will read Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 52. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us today. Lord, guide our hearts. Help us to understand what it is that you are saying to us and how we are to live and change based on what we see. Lord, lead us and guide us today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 52. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon. He was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Israel. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival, according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them, and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. his mother said, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. All right, in today's reading, we see Jesus being taken to the temple. And this was a custom or a tradition for the Jewish people that after a period of time, I believe it was about 40 days after the birth for a son, 80 days for a daughter, that the family would go and the woman would be purified, they would dedicate the child to the Lord. And so they were doing what was customary, what was the tradition of their time, going to the temple to dedicate the baby Jesus to the Lord. And so while they are there, they meet two people. The first of them is a man named Simeon. Now, Simeon was an old man who had lived a long time. And he was very holy. He spent a lot of time in prayer with God and was very close to God, had a great relationship with God. And God had actually revealed to him through the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah. And so he's been waiting and waiting for the Messiah to appear. And now, as he's in the temple, the Spirit leads him out to the courts to see Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. And so when he sees him, he praises God. And what he says is interesting, that now that he has seen the Messiah, that the Lord can dismiss him in peace. He can let him die. He has fulfilled his promise. And he says, "My eyes have seen your salvation." That he understands why Jesus is there. Salvation. That was why Jesus came. And it wasn't just for Israel. Salvation which you have prepared in the sight of all nations. It's for all nations, not just the Jews. A light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. That yes, God was raising up Jesus as a Jew in Israel to fulfill his promise. But this light was not just for the Jewish people. Jesus didn't just come for one group of people. He came for all people, everyone of every nation, that all of us would come and worship Jesus and follow Jesus and serve him. And so Simeon blesses them and praises God that he has finally seen the Messiah, the promised one. But he also says more, and he warns them. He understands that Jesus, his role is going to be very interesting and important, and that it's going to go beyond what they might expect, and that the child would one day be destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against. Not everyone is going to like him and embrace him and accept him. Instead, many people would be against him, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, that many people aren't really truly following God. And as they fight against Jesus, their true hearts will be revealed. And it's interesting, he also predicts a sword will pierce your own soul too. That one day Mary's heart would be broken over Jesus. And we see that in the crucifixion when he is killed, that she watches her son, the one that was the Messiah, she watches him die and doesn't understand fully who he was or what he was really trying to do. That as they watch him die, they think it's all over, when really he is doing what he came to do, but he will rise again. But still, her heart was broken on that day. And even at his birth, Simeon saw that that was going to happen and warned her. But she could never understand what was really going to take place 33 years later. There was also the prophet Anna, and she was an old woman that she had gotten married, but after 7 years her husband had died and she was a widow from that time. An old woman, 84 years old, and she is worshiping and serving God in the temple. That when her husband died, she dedicated herself to God. And she also sees Jesus and comes out and tells everyone that this child was the redemption of Israel. And so she also praises God over the baby, Jesus. And so they return home, and Jesus grows. He becomes strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him, that he grew up as children do. He learned, he became stronger. He wasn't suddenly, you know, a superhero. Instead, he grew like a normal human in understanding and learning. But he was God come in the flesh. And as a human, he learned as a human would. But there was always something special about him. Now, when he was 12, they went to the festival, and they would do this each year. They would go to Jerusalem for the Passover. And one year when he was 12, he wanted to know more. He wanted to learn more. And as his parents were going home, they were with a large group of their family and friends who had also come. And they thought that he was with someone else. And they left and traveled for about a day. And that evening they were looking for him. And they went to their family. Have you seen Jesus? Their uncles, aunts, cousins, their friends. Have you seen Jesus? Have you seen Jesus? No? Where is he? And suddenly they realize he is not with them. And they rush back and look. And for 3 days they're searching for him. Until finally they find him. He's in the temple. He's been learning. He's been asking questions. And everyone is amazed at him, at how much he understands. And that is because the Spirit of God is with him. And so, when they ask him, "What are you doing? We've been worried about you. Where have you been?" He says, "Why were you worried? Didn't you know where I'd be? Of course I'd be here in my Father's house." You see, even at this age, he understands who he is. That he is the Son of God. God himself as a human. Now, as a human, he appears to have laid aside certain attributes of God, of being everywhere at once, of being, of knowing every single thing. And he's learning, he's growing. But God is in him. He is God. And so he knows who he is and where he is. And he wants to be in God's house. He wants to be there, learning, understanding more, talking about God, because this is important to him. But even so, he goes back home with Mary and Joseph. And there he continues to grow. He obeys them. He does what they tell him to do. And he grows. He grows in wisdom, so in his knowledge. He grows in stature. He becomes bigger. He grows stronger and matures into a grown man. And in favor with God and man. And so he grows spiritually. He grows socially. And in every way, he is perfect. And so Jesus lived a normal life. So what are some things that we can learn from today's reading? Well, I think first I look at Simeon and Anna, how devoted they were to God. But also Simeon. He had been waiting and watching and looking for the Messiah to come. What about us? Are we waiting and watching for Jesus to return? The Bible says that right now Jesus is in heaven, that he is at the right hand of God, seated on the throne. But one day he will return. He will come back for those who are following him. Throughout the Bible, we learn more about what will happen in the end times, that Jesus will come back, and there will be a final confrontation between Jesus and Satan, between those who follow Jesus and those who follow Satan. But Jesus will be victorious, that Jesus will win the battle, utterly defeat Satan, and then Jesus will establish his eternal kingdom. Are we waiting? Are we watching? Are we eagerly expecting Jesus to return? Or are we so distracted with this life that the thought of his coming back doesn't really occur to us? At this time, people had been waiting and watching for the Messiah to come. For years, for generations. But Simeon was eagerly watching and expecting it to happen within his lifetime. In the same way, people today have been watching for Jesus to return for generations. It could be in my lifetime. It could be today. Before I go to sleep tonight, Jesus could return. It could be tomorrow, this week, this month, this year. We don't know. But the Bible tells us to watch and be ready so that when he comes back, when I meet Jesus, I am ready to meet him. That I will not regret things that I have done, that I will not regret things that I haven't yet done, but that I will be ready to stand before him. So, are you like Simeon? Watching for the coming of Jesus? We should be. We should be living each day as if that day will be our last and we will meet Jesus. Our lives should be focused on him. And then I think of Jesus, how he wanted to be in the temple. Do we long to worship God and learn about him? Do we long to be in the Word of God, spending time with God? That's all Jesus wanted to do. But I think our lives are often so busy that we don't long to worship God as we should. So I challenge you, spend today worshiping God. Lord, I pray that you would help us to live our lives focused on eternity. That, Lord, you could come back at any time and live our lives ready and watching for your return. Lord, I pray also that you would just help us to revel in your presence, to enjoy being with you and worshiping you and learning of you. Make that our passion and priority, as it was for you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.